time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and we're back once again. The time is 11:16, and it's the 10th day of April. Wow, we're moving right along. And I can remember so much April the 10th. A lot of times on this date, or right around this date, we would do our bicycle across Ohio for the American Cancer Society. Me and about 16 others would bicycle from one end of the state to the other, promoting giving to the American Cancer Society. And over the years, we raised, that is, over $100,000 for the Cancer Society by bicycling across Ohio. It was kind of interesting going across Ohio and seeing the seasons change. In other words, up here, we were still in, you know, kind of a winter mode. But when we got to central and southern Ohio, like I said earlier, we had flowers, dogwoods were blooming, lilacs were blooming, and it was a whole different life. And that slowly moved to the north. But it was fun going across Ohio many years ago. Wow. Say, there's someone here I wanted to mention, too. Marion native Dylan Davis has announced he's going to perform an encore performance of his Ohio State University graduate student recital this weekend. Yeah, it's going to be in Marion. And the concert, which features a strong, well, actually a song cycle written by Franz Schubert, will be held at 7 p.m. Sunday the 14th at the Salem Evangelical Church. That's the Rooster Church on East Center. The event is open to the public and no admission will be charged. Accompanying Davis on piano will be his vocal coach and OSU music professor, Ed Beck, or Bach. Davis, 25, said reprising his recent master's recital locally is his way of thanking those in the Marion community, including his longtime vocal instructor, Carol Becker, the Palace Theater, the Marion City Schools for teaching and guidance and encouragement. That's Eric Dylan Davis, Eric Davis's boy. That's nice. Okay, and let me see. What else? Oh, speaking of fields, now we had the Huntington Park. What else did we have? Orly Field in Paris. Now, I want you to name the field where the Columbus crew has played over the years. What's the name of that field? It's got a weird name. What's the name of the field? And of course, that's going out of existence for the Columbus group. They'll be having a new stadium put up, I'm sure. But what is the name of the one they've been playing soccer in now over a number of years? What's the name of that field? Can you pronounce it? What's the name of that field in Columbus? It borders Interstate 71, incidentally. Okay, but what's its name? And what else do we have to offer you today? There's a university down in Delaware. And I wonder how many of you can name that university in Delaware. Now, I've got tickets to give away to the Marionaires, Everyone in Harmony. That will be April the 27th at the Palace Theater, 7 p.m. Now, normally, unless you had a ticket I give you, the admission price is $12 for adults, students $6, and pre-sale adults $12, students at the door $6, adults $15 at the door, and students $10 at the door. But if you get them ahead of time, adults are $12, students $6. That's Saturday, April 27th. Everyone in Harmony at the Palace Theater. And, of course, the usual time, 7 o'clock. Yeah, the Marionaires have been singing their hearts out for years and years. Good group. Boy, they've had how many directors? I can't remember just how many directors they've had over the years, mainly because the directors get old after a long time. Okay. Now, okay, so I'll give you two tickets to Everyone in Harmony. If you can win, I could give those tickets, two tickets to Mamma Mia, or a Jeg's coffee cup, or a Jeg's extra large t-shirt. Now, can you name the field where the, what's the name of the soccer team in Columbus? Yeah, what's the name of the field they play in or have over the years? It has a name, but it's not an easy to pronounce name. But what is it? Not only keep you looking for a while. Okay, and okay, we'll see how you do on that one. Name the field where the soccer team from Columbus is home base. But that's all going to change. I'm sure they're having a new field built, but they'll still utilize the old one for soccer playing groups. Okay. 11:21 is the time. Now, yeah, here's another question. Down the road on Route 23, you'll find, an institution of higher learning. I won't tell you how far south you've got to go. But it is a very respectable and a very long-lived institution of higher learning. South of Marion on Route 23. Ooh. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Are you talking about Ohio Wesleyan?
Yes. Well, you got that in a hurry.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, would you like some tickets to somewhere?
Well, I wouldn't mind the one for the Marionaires.
Okay, you got them. Okay,
Charlie.
And what's your name?
Sharon Russell.
Okay, Sharon. All right. Well, good.
And you're open till noon, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see you, Sharon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And see, every now and then I have an easy one. Sharon Russell won that. Okay. Let me write that down here. Okay. My first giveaway of tickets to the Harmony. To what's it called? Everyone in Harmony. I can remember years ago, I was a MC for a big group of these people in Bucyrus. Boy, that was when I was a lot younger, though. That must have been 20 years ago. 11:23 is the time. How many of you have had MRIs? I bet I'm talking to a lot of people. And do you have any particular thing that you remember about that? I think the most spectacular thing I remember, one thing is how long it takes. And then all the noise. Of course, they give you earphones or earplugs with music. And you can even select your own kind of music. And I said, well, for me, just play anything. And so they did. And I listened to a country music for about an hour. How many of you have had MRIs? Anything in particular you noticed? What I noticed, and this is the second MRI I've had recently. However, this was a little different than the first one. This had more noise to it, more jingles and vibrations. Kind of interesting. So I've got to study up and try to understand all about Mesnet, the MRI. So I will. I'm a curious person. I not only see things, but I want to know why. I'm like a little kid. I just can't pass things up and forget about it. I've got to find out why. And that's what I'm doing with MRI, magnetic resonance imaging. Really interesting. And how they give you an IV and then they trace through magnetism that stuff over particular areas of your body. And they can select which area they want to look at. In my case, they wanted to look at my brain. Because I have hearing difficulty. And they want to make sure this is not due to something other than old age, I guess. 11:26 is the time. How about you out there? Are you having any fun today? The sun is shining. That's the big thing. The sun is shining. Okay, and so we just gave away, and I'll give two more tomorrow, tickets to the show coming up April 27th at the Palace called Everyone in Harmony, the Marionaires Barbershop Chorus. Now, I don't know how many young people today really are interested in barbershop harmony, but in another era, when I was growing up, barbershop harmony was a big thing. And I remember WJR in Detroit. They had, I think, their own barbershop chorus. Oh, yeah, big time. But now, there are not quite as many, apparently. But we have our Marionaires, and they carry it on. Okay. What else can I ask you today? Name that field in Columbus where the Columbus soccer team plays, or has played, over the preceding years. Now I can cross off Ohio Westland. Okay. So far today, we've had Orley Field, Rickenbacker Air Force Base, Erie Lackawanna Railroad. Why, did I get Joey? Yes, Joey Brown at Holgate, Ohio. Johnny Bench, the catcher for the Cincinnati Reds. The Chainsaw by the name of Steel, Stihl. The Huntington Park for the Columbus Clippers. Yeah, Johnny Bench. Ohio Wesleyan University. I've got one left over. Name the field where you would have gone, especially if you're a soccer fan. Where would you have gone in Columbus to watch the Columbus team play? That's a big stadium right alongside Route Interstate 71. 11:29 is the time. So what else is going on today? Do you have anything in your life? How many of you have been out already catching night crawlers? Have they come up out of the ground over in darkness yet, or is the ground still too hard? I look over my yard, and I think I'm going to have to be mowing in probably another week or so. That grass is really coming on. Now, remember, when you mow the first time, boy, you look back and say, "Boy, that looks so nice." And 2 days later, you look out there, "Oh, I got to mow again. It's growing so fast." Do you encounter that? Yeah. Now, I've got a thing in my front yard along the highway. We have a big drainage tile underground. And over the years, I think that tile is sinking. I go to mow the bank around it, and I'm almost tipping over my tractor. So what am I going to do? Plant flowers around it and not mow? It's an idea, isn't it? I keep thinking of the Henra callus, the daylilies that grow along the highways wherever there once was a home. All homes planted, and I wonder why it was. It was so popular. The Henra callus came up every year. Blooms just once. But yeah, Henra callus, daylilies. So should I plant daylilies around my drain so I don't have to mow it and roll over? Oh, my land, can you imagine? whenever you have to lean to one side to keep from tipping over, then you're on too much of an angle, for sure. Well, we're coming up now on 11:30, and I still have the one question I've not had answered. To name the field in Columbus where the soccer team, what's the name of the soccer team in Columbus?
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too, but after a while I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. I was looking at my calendar, wasn't paying attention. Okay, I got to keep my earphones on. So, how are you all doing today? 11:31 is the time the sun is shining. And that's what's necessary. Good old sunshine. And it must be up at least 50 degrees by now, and we'll climb a little higher. Isn't it nice to get out in your yard or outside and pick up all those sticks and stones that you clean? If you've got dogs like we have our newest dog is a real digger, but he's the nicest, or she is the nicest dog you would ever want. Now, we got her at the Marion County Dog Pound, and she's been the nicest dog you could ever want. Kind of a boxer mix. She's long, and really long. And slender, and can jump almost as high as the fence that keeps her in. Wow, good dog. Now, what was I going to say about dogs? I can't remember. Is there anything we should all remember about taking care of our dogs this time of the year? How many of you give your dog a pill for those heartworms? Is that a big threat to dogs? Okay, if ever you have anything to say about anything, just give me a buzz. That's what we're here for. And like to hear from you. Okay, now let me see what else I've got here. I talked a lot about MRIs. I haven't heard yet from anyone that's had an MRI like me, but I'm sure there are hundreds out there. Okay, what's the name of the field in Columbus? Where the Clippers, not the Clippers, I keep wanting to say Clippers, where the, what's the name of the soccer team in Columbus? They played for years in this one field, a field with a strange name. Yeah, what is that name? Here we go, maybe this is it. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there?
Maybe this is it.
Elizabeth. Okay, what's the name?
Bob Free Stadium for the Clippers.
Yes.
Place.
You're right. Hey, would you like a prize today? Would you like a prize?
Yeah, what you got?
Well, I got a meal at McDonald's.
Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, I got that. Would you like a McDonald's meal?
Yeah, what you got?
Okay, what is your name? Okay, well, that's about all I... Yeah, although I do have tickets to Mamma Mia down at Chillicothe. Or a Jeg's t-shirt or a Jeg's coffee cup.
No.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay, now when you call me, keep your radio turned down, because if you don't, there's an echo. And the echoes are confusing. Because you'll say something, and then all of a sudden you hear me come in, and then all of a sudden I wait a little bit and I hear you come in. So turn your radios down. Okay. Well, let me see. What else can I do today? We've got Mop Free Field. Okay, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Okay. All right. Mop Free, MAPFRE. Mop Free Field. Now, I wondered for a long time where that name came from. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you're going to Mop Free Field tonight. But how many of you would have known what that stood for? And I think, in fact, I'm pretty sure Mop Free is a company in Europe. Maybe they gave a lot of money to have the field with their company name on it. MAPFRE. Mop Free. That's a strange name, isn't it? Mop Free Field. Okay. Well, I've gone through my questions that I had set aside for today. I'm going to have to now delve into the questions that I had for tomorrow. Now, I would like to know what the name Roy G. Biv stands for. Roy G. Biv. If somebody said that to you, what would you say? Roy G. Biv. What on earth? If you're a school teacher, of course, they're all teaching school right now. School teachers know what that means. Do you? Roy G. Biv. If you can explain that to me, what that name means, Roy G. Biv. Roy, the first name, G, the initial, B-I-V. And phonetically, it'd be Boston Indio Violet. B-I-V. Yes. You ever notice the military, of course, uses phonetics for everything? And that's the way you don't get confused. Can you imagine a guy was set to blow off a bomb and somebody yelled to him, okay, go ahead. And no, they say, oh, here we go. All right, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the colors of the rainbow, Charlie.
Yes, you're right, Marie. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Yep.
Hey, you're right on the ball.
Okay, well, I'm not eligible. I just want to play a little.
Okay, very good.
Bye.
Thanks. Okay, Roy G. Biv, the colors of the rainbow. Roy G. Biv. All right. There's a lot of those colors up on North High Street in Columbus. Isn't now the colors of the rainbow are the often the significant colors for, you know, different types of people. The rainbow colors. And we have, yes. Did you want to see Scott or me?
No, I'm Jim Russell.
Oh, Russell. Yeah, I didn't recognize it.
Here's a gift for you, Charlie.
Oh, okay. Now, let's see, what did you win?
Tickets.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay. What? Reba? Oh, well. Okay. She just gave me something to give away here. Oh, a chia. I'll be darned. Hey, maybe you'd like. Or maybe we'll grow that here. I have to show this to Scott. I now have a Hillary Clinton Kia head. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Sharon Russell. Oh, my. Now we have a Hillary Clinton Kia head. And I'm sure the grass is contained in that box. Never been opened. Okay. How many of you out there in the listening audience can say You have a chia head of Hillary Clinton. All right. Roy G. Biv. Yeah, the colors of the rainbow. Cross that one off. Do I have another hard one here? I've got one. There's a tree that you find in semi-tropical areas that is huge. It spreads apparently through a root system, and it can occupy a rather large area. Now I need you to name the tree. Now I'll tell you where you can find one. If you were to go to the Hawaiian Islands and hopped on a landed at Oahu, around the Pearl Harbor area, if you landed there and then got another plane to take you to Maui, M-A-U-I, the island of Maui. Now, what? Do you know who once lived on the island of Maui? The priest that was so prominent in the treatment of leprosy. Now, his name escapes me right now. But I was at his birthplace, even, or where he lived, on the island of Maui. What was the name of that priest? He had to do with leprosy, though. I'm sure that was his claim to fame, working with lepers. Okay, now I was talking about the tree. You would find on the island of Maui the most prominent tree of this type in the world, perhaps. And you can sit under it, and maybe 20 or 30 other people can do the same. It's so big. What's the name of that type of tree? All right. Name the kind of a tree that is so large that you can get multiple people underneath it. No, it's not a silver maple. Oh, I've got, I loved that story in the Marian Star on Kensel Clutter. You know, Kensel is one of my heroes, you might say. I've looked up to Kensel for years because he is such an interesting man and so interested in doing studies on various subjects. His production of a map of the plains area has been so significant, it hangs in a number of places. Kensel Clutter, but Indian history, you name it, aviation history. And I was so glad to see that story about Kensel in yesterday's Marian Star, because there is a man you can really look up to, a man in his 90s and still forging ahead. Wow. I remember I met Kensel many, many years ago. He called me up once and said, "Hey, will you want to come out to my farm? I want to show you some rocks that I found." And he showed me those rocks that occasionally you find in streams. They're round and they're formed out of, thousands, not millions of years, and from sediment. Yeah. And little did I realize when he showed me those rocks that he was so much involved in history. My goodness. And especially, on the Owl Creek Trail. I was once bicycling on the trail, the Kokosing Gap Bike Trail, and at one of the bridges on that trail is a big poster telling you the history of the Owl Creek Trail. And that's the same trail that went from there in Knox County clear up through Marion County. Kensel Clutter mapped out the progress of that trail. To me, that was an interesting project and required so much work to map out the Owl Creek Trail. That's Kensel Clutter. So happy, though, that he was brought out in the Marian Star, and that's really great. Good to hear. Kensel, great, great, great guy. 11:44 is the time. So we found out that Roy G. Biv means red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet. Now what's, and the other tree, it starts with the letter B, if that's a good hint. The letter B, a tree that, kind of like in the subtropics. What's the name of that tree? When it spreads out, and I saw, in fact, I was underneath this tree when I saw it on the island of Maui. And there were numerous senior citizens, also sitting under that tree on benches. And then there are on the island of Maui a bunch of, you might say, potheads, people on drugs. And there would be a whole group of them that sneak up behind the older senior citizens and yell and scare them to death. I thought, here I am in tropical paradise, and here's all these kooks.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. We've got about 13 minutes left in the program today. 13 minutes to, well, just think, what can you do in 13 minutes? Explain the theory of relativity? I wish I knew. I could try to explain it. But what is the theory of relativity? You know, that's something that they accredit or give credit to Einstein for coming up with the theory of relativity. But my question is, what does that mean? What is the theory of, you know, what is it, C equals something or other? Can anyone explain the theory of relativity? I don't know. Can anyone explain the theory of relativity? That's a good question, huh? I don't know if anyone out there in the all-listener audience can give me even a simple explanation of what the theory of relativity could be. Of course, maybe the same person. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, what's your answer?
Well, how about the banyan tree?
Okay, it's a banyan tree. Yes, you are so correct. Wow. Okay, what would you like for a prize today?
Well, I'm kind of on a short time this coming up, so I won't take any prize for today.
Okay.
But don't ask me about the relativity thing.
Oh, really? You don't know?
No, I think the guys on the Big Bang Theory are the ones who won.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for your call.
And you have a good day.
You too. Okay. Yeah. You know, we hear the theory of relativity for so long, and we see that formula. But what on earth, to us common people, does that mean? Maybe to some hard-grained scientist that knows everything about math and has a whole blackboard to put it on, he might know what the theory of relativity means. But does anyone else, do any of us common people, know anything at all about the theory of relativity? Or what do we use pi for? Yeah, remember Pi Day? What was it, March the 13th? 314-19? That's a good question. Can you imagine a quiz question? Explain the theory of relativity. Woo! Wow. I bet that guy that's on Jeopardy, that's been winning every night, more money than it's ever been won before, if you ask him the theory of relativity, he could probably say, oh, I didn't tell you what that is. The banyan tree. Yes, the banyan tree is in downtown Lahaina, Maui. And there sits all these older people on touring the Hawaiian Islands. And they're having the greatest time of it. They've been to Pearl Harbor. They've been out to the Arizona. And to this attraction and that attraction,
Maybe they've been out to sea on a nightly cruise, a dinner cruise, like I once was. And all of a sudden, they're in Lahaina, and there's that big tree. They've heard about that big tree and how nice it is to kind of, it's where the senior citizens gather. And so they sit down. And then all these younger guys that are kind of blown out of their minds over drugs pop up and scare the senior people to death. Now, there is also a man there in Lahaina that could weave hats out of like palm leaves or what, I don't know what they were. But he would, all day long, he would be weaving hats and selling them to the tourists. And more than one tourist goes around Lahaina, Maui, wearing one of those green hats. The thing is, if you thought this man was really making good use of his time, well, perhaps he was, and making a living for himself. But the only problem was, at night, most of that money he was making for a living, he was spending on drugs. And I saw him during the day. Then at night, I saw him totally blasted out of his mind. He couldn't weave a palm leaf if it would save his life. But that was apparently his life. You make hats during the day, you pop drugs at night. Oh, yes. The different things you see. Now, I'm a curious person. And so I not only see things, I try to get behind them and see what's what. Okay, now what else do I have here I can ask you? Let me see. Well, here's a good one. Can you name the Prime Minister of England? Name the Prime Minister of England. 740-383-9944. Who's the Prime Minister of England? And apparently, that Prime Minister is in a hot seat right now. This thing called Brexit, Britain's exiting the Commonwealth, and whether that's going to go through or not. And this particular Prime Minister is the one advocating that and not meeting up with Harmony, that's for sure. But what's the Prime Minister's name of England? Yeah, you can probably Google that too. But right now it's 11:52, and the sun is shining, not wholeheartedly, but mostly. Boy, what a beautiful sunrise this morning. Boy, any day you wake up and pull open the blinds and you see blue sky and the sun shining, that's a day to behold. Yeah, until you have to go out and clean up the yard and mow the grass. Oh, yes. Then winter becomes just a memory. But we haven't had too much. I only have had to have our driveway plowed just once. And that's pretty good. Last year it was only once. What will it be this year and going into next year? Will we get as much snow or will we actually get less? Those people out in the middle part of our country, though, are saying, yeah, talk about spring. We're knee-deep in snow. In fact, hip-deep in snow. But yet, if they got to thinking about it, that's not going to last too long because it is warming up. That snow will be gone in no time. But right now, it's a big problem for them. 11:53 and a half is the time. And what else? You know, one of the things on the internet, like, you know you're from Marion if. That's a great web page. And you can find questions about everything in Marion that once was. And then you can go to Bucyrus, where it says, you know you're from Bucyrus if. Well, I put a lot of things on that because I remember. But the trouble is, I remember things too long ago. The current generation has no idea. But in Marion, the most popular thing going on Facebook is that you know you're from Marion if, or growing up in Marion, whatever. But everybody wants to know the name, what was located here and what was located there. Well, this has been going on for years, of course. the people that lived in the 1940s were probably saying to themselves, well, I remember when the only vehicles in town were horse-drawn, and everybody hated the car. Cars were too noisy, too much smoke, too much noise. They needed a horse to pull it. But can you imagine what it was like during the horse and buggy era? If you wanted to go to town, you didn't go out to your garage and hop in your car. You went out to your barn and unhooked your favorite horse, carriage horse, after it was fed and watered, of course. You took it out, and then you took that heavy black harness and threw over his back and buckled it underneath his belly, being very careful not to get kicked by the horse. You got that all in place and in the bridle in its mouth. Did you ever wonder how a horse put up with a bridle in its mouth? I think the key factor of that was the horse has no teeth in the back of his mouth. So the bridle, he didn't bite down on, but he could feel the tension on the bridle. If you wanted to go one way or the other, he could feel the tension against his neck or maybe the way the bridle was in his mouth. I never have talked to a horse person that could tell me the ins and outs of a harness on a horse. You know, different harnesses meant different things, but if you went to town grocery shopping, well, the Amish still do it today, you've got to feed, water, harness the horse, and hook it up to your buggy, come around to your front of your house, and have everybody get on board that's going with you, or maybe it was just yourself. And now you can imagine what they thought of the car, the automobile, when it was invented. Yeah, who was the first person to come up with a car? Was it Duryea? I remember Duryea used to do hill climbs at Reading, Pennsylvania. That was his big place to test the Duryea car. But there was a Maxwell, and oh, there were all kinds of, you know, if we got into the history of cars, it'd be interesting. Yeah, boy. 11:57's the time. And do I have anything else to ask you today? Well, yes. I ask you to name the Prime Minister of Britain. Nobody knows. The Prime Minister of Britain. No, it's not Winston Churchill anymore. What was Churchill famous for? It's quite obvious. Every time you saw a picture of Winston, what was he doing? Every time. Now, I remember the picture of him with Delano Roosevelt, Stalin, Joseph Stalin, and the Prime Minister Winston Churchill. They were all pictured together. Now, I can't remember. I don't think I saw a cigar in his mouth in that famous picture of the three world powers. But otherwise, you could generally see Winston Churchill with a cigar stuck in his mouth. Well, today, if you look up health items or healthy things to do, one of them is you don't do cigars, you don't do cigarettes. Now, a lot of people say, oh, hey, my great-grandfather's 100 years old. He smoked every day of his life. But I've got a million others that said, yeah, he smoked 20 years and died of lung cancer. My dad died of lung cancer. I stopped smoking right after he died of lung cancer. But still, when I go to a doctor, they say, have you ever smoked? And I will say, yes, but I quit back in 1983. Well, still, they act like that's not good enough. I don't know, was it? So 11:59 is the time. We're about the end of our rope today. That's what a guy said after just about when he was going to be hung. He said, I'll be at the end of my rope here shortly. But oh, my. So what are you going to do today? It's too early to plant a garden. It's too early to put out flowers because they'll freeze before we, you know, get into the frost-free days. So what are you going to do today? Well, you might pick up the sticks and stones out of your yard. You might, you might go over your lawn tractor, change the oil, change the air filter, put in some new gasoline, and treat it like it's expensive, because to buy a new one, yes, you got to shell out. So keep the old one good. Check your blades. You can always undo the blades and get new ones. Probably easier or safer to get new ones. That way you don't have to worry about balance. Okay, that's going to do it for today.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We're gonna take it in six.
Four to six. So what do you think will happen when the Indians go to Wrigley? Because you know that city also is waiting for a World Series.
Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. The president is taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field, and I believe that we're going to have one or two wins coming out of there.
It is an amazing night here, and it's great time. And tonight, to win the opener, does that give them momentum, in your opinion?
Yes, I do. I believe it. I mean, they've been waiting for this all season. Cleveland Indians was counted out. They didn't believe in us, but we in Cleveland, and the time is now.
And here we are in Cleveland. It's probably 39 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest coming off the lake. The lake would be the Great Lake. Yeah, Larry. Something happened. We're getting some feedback here. A play has been played. I had my back to it. What was that?
It was a double down the right field line for Jose Ramirez.
The cold is coming off the lake. Ramirez is doing well, and as near as I can tell, we want